Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since, well, 1999. And as we discussed earlier in today's show, there's a state sales proposal currently under consideration by New York legislators that would adversely affect all e-commerce sellers. And eBay Main Street was Johnny on the spot to oppose it. But what happens in Albany doesn't stay in Albany, because Kathy Terrell is here now to tell us what she saw and heard there as lobbyist for eBay Main Street. Now, Kathy is known on eBay as top-rated seller, NYC Fitness Family Finds. That's all one word. Kathy, what was your goal during your time in Albany with eBay Main Street?
How are you, Griff? Hi, Lee.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's snowy here in New York City today, just so that you can revel in your California weather.
Well, yeah, we didn't want to say anything.
80-plus degrees and bright sun.
And I was thinking it was a good thing we were in Albany last week and not this week, because today,
whoa,
obviously it shut down. What the goal was, there is this nasty piece of legislation pending, and it's part of Governor Cuomo's budget, just so the people understand the context. So all the state has to balance its budget, and the way it does that is you have programs that they want to spend money on, and then they've got to come up with ways to fund it. And this sales tax provision is one of Governor Cuomo's ways to fund it. And technically it is called Part BB, just to let you know, Article 7 of the revenue bill. And the reason that the team was assembled and went up there, and we were with some terrific eBay, with terrific eBay people. We went up with Emily and Laura and then Peter, who's a paid lobbyist by eBay, who's in the Albany area. And they took care of us and they briefed us and moved us around. But I got to tell you, when you lobby for eBay or you lobby for small business under eBay's umbrella, and this was part of eBay government relations, they very much want us to speak and they want our stories and they want our take. They give us the information so that we can filter it, and then we all very much told our stories. And we met with half a dozen assemblymen and senators and their offices. And what our point was, because what this bill would do, and I was listening to you guys previously, there's nothing like this. I say, leave it to New York. There is nothing like this out there in any state. What it would do is, it would make eBay the seller. So any seller that sells on eBay that ships to New York State, so anybody, you Lee, you Griff, anybody on eBay that sells to me, so I'm Kathy and I'm sitting in New York and I'm shopping with you, eBay would be mandated to collect sales tax. It makes eBay the seller. And
except
what they're doing is they're putting the nexus. And what nexus means is that you do business in the state. Like, I live in New York, so I do business in New York. You live in California, you do business in California.
Right.
And what it's doing is it's putting the nexus requirement on eBay.
That,
because
you know,
eBay has an office here in Manhattan.
Yeah.
They also have StubHub offices in New York. And because of that, they're saying eBay has nexus in New York. Thereby, eBay has to collect sales tax from all sellers. And we, of course, jumped up and down and screamed about that. We said it's never been done. We said it's punitive to sellers. It's making eBay the seller. eBay is not the seller. We are the sellers. We hold our inventory.
That's right.
eBay is our platform. eBay is how we sell. eBay, one person was interesting. One of the sellers actually said it's like a software. It's enabling us. It is the process that we use to sell our goods. It is not the seller. And what's particularly dangerous with this is, should it pass, it sets it up for all the other states to jump in and do the same thing. So it's no longer the seller's nexus. It's the platform that you sell on. It's their nexus. So it completely turns it on its end. And bottom line is, this is about Governor Cuomo wanting to get money, which we all said we totally understand revenue. All of us as sellers collect sales tax revenue as New York sellers selling to New Yorkers. We completely understand it. But the way the governor could get more money for New York State is to help us as sellers, to help us grow our businesses, for less legislation, for less rules and regulations that govern us as sellers, so that we can grow our business, because then we're going to spend more locally, because a lot of us source locally with retail arbitrage, with thrifting, with various stores and services that we use. There's sellers there that have employees. They could hire more employees. That's more revenue for New York State. And that's the way to go to increase revenue for New York, not this massive sales tax grab by eBay.
So you said you...
not eBay, by New York State.
You said you met with a lot of legislators. Does somebody takes you around to these people and you have an appointment with them, or are they all there at one time?
No, they're all there. It's absolutely fascinating. So what it is so we get there, and we got there Monday evening. Everybody's coming in from all around the state, and we are briefed Tuesday morning. So we have a breakfast briefing, and before we get up there, they send you pages and pages about this law. So, you know, I came up by Amtrak, so I'm studying on the train, reading everything, and then I also researched all the legislators that I was going to be meeting, because that way I have an idea of their background and what drives them and who their constituents are. Then we get up there, we have the briefing, and that was done with Emily, and that's Emily Shuttleworth, Laura Dooley, both with eBay Government Relations, and then Peter Carr. And Peter is a lobbyist in Albany, so he knows all the legislators and the senators, and he knows how the whole New York Capital District works. He was superb. They were all great. Emily, Laura, Peter, superb. So they brief us. We all talk about, you know, different takes on the law and what personally resonates with us and about our businesses, so that we all had an idea of each other as sellers. And the sellers were from all around New York State, all different sized businesses, which was great. And then we all jump into like a big SUV and we head over to the Albany district, and we go by office to office. We're introduced. Either Laura or Peter would introduce us, and we're introduced. And then we told our stories, Lee, just like if you and I were sitting around talking. We talk about our businesses, how we grew them, the different challenges that we have, our friends that are sellers, the challenges they would have with this, how eBay's enabled us to grow. All of us grew our businesses from nothing to, you know, various sizes, and we spoke to that, how we love New York State, how we love doing business in New York, and that we want them, as assemblymen and senators, to pass laws that help us grow our business, not hurt us. How eBay enables us, that all of us, one person had a warehouse. Everybody else has home businesses that are done out of their home, and we spoke to that.
Kathy, do you think that?
Do you
think that your testimony and witness actually had an impact? Could you see any minds being changed or start to be changed?
Yes, I did. I did, and I was very impressed by that group, because I don't know if you've ever gone on any of these. I got an idea of what their day is like too. But besides being in and voting on, you know, various legislation, it's literally all day long they're being lobbied by these various groups. I mean, you're seeing all these lobby groups, you know, in the halls going by, and you're meeting other groups and finding out what the issues are that they're there for. They're attentive. They listen. It's not like you're talking to a wall and they've already made their mind up. They asked great questions. I mean, really good targeted questions about the impact of the law. And each office is very different and asks very different questions, which was great. And what's also great, the government team, they'll answer if it's a specific legal thing. Otherwise, very much we as sellers were answering, which was terrific. They listened. They took notes. They thanked us. I would say of the six that we met, definitely four saw it our way and understood our points. And agreed with us. And the other two were thinking. But that was nice to see, that they really understood how this is a dramatic change from everything else, and how eBay is not the seller, that we are the sellers. And all of us hold our inventory. None of us were in a situation like, for instance, with a drop shipper, which is slightly different. We all spoke of how committed we are and that we do collect the sales tax for our state. And we spoke to that. So they heard us, which was good. And also how we thought revenue could be generated for the state. We weren't anti New York State generating revenue. It's just other ways we thought. And we got a lot of nods on that about grow small business because they know the statistics. Small Business Administration has statistics. I mean, you can Google it. I mean, small business is the backbone of the United States and global economy. Small business is where the jobs are coming for the United States. Small business is the revenue generator for our nation right now and is what is helping with economic recovery, not punitive taxes, more legislation, more government intervention. So that was good to see.
What was your overall takeaway from this experience?
That all of us were very, very busy. All of us were on our phones doing customer service while we were there. And I know sellers are super busy, and I know they get, and please, if you haven't signed up for eBay Main Street, if you email, it's government_relations@ebay.com. Whether you're in New York State or not, please email them and just say, please put us on your email list for our state. Let them know what state you're in. They will periodically email you and say these things are pending, these issues are important. It literally takes 2 minutes, if that, to click it and answer it. It matters. Your legislators do listen to you because you are who is electing them.
And they're coming for New York now. They're going to come for your state next.
Well, the thing is that what you have to state is state the facts. This is my business. This is how this will impact my business.
And you impact our show beautifully, Kathy. Can't wait to have you back on again.
Thanks, Kathy. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, your calls, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at bubblefast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit bubblefast.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
Yeah. listen while you list.